Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
I get the feeling we're going to learn an awful lot from our next guest, because in an age of climate action and awareness, one way to help the environment is by using less water. And one way to use less water is to take fewer showers. But who among us is brave enough to admit that they don't shower daily? Well, I know one man, Donacha McCarthy, Director of the Climate Media Coalition. Donacha, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Good afternoon.
And I think we will learn an awful lot from you based on what I've read and heard. How often do you shower?
I shower rarely. I mean, I basically wash every day. I switched over to using a wash stand, a sink wash, because I use around a litre of water. An average electric power shower uses maybe, for a family of four, uses 250,000 litres a year.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm a passionate environmentalist because I saw firsthand the destruction of the environment. I got involved in this around, nearly 40 years ago. Yeah. Had an accident when I was a dancer at the Royal Opera House and ended up with a group of people visiting the Yanomami Indians in the Amazon basin, and saw destruction of the environment firsthand, and it broke my heart, to be frank with you. I've done everything I can to put my own house in order since then, including how much water I use.
Okay, so you saw that they didn't shower very often in the Amazon and you decided to do likewise.
Well, what I actually saw, well, they had a swim in the river every day, but they didn't use any soap or shampoo. And one of the interesting things that I found was, oh my gosh, they had lovely shiny hair and really nice skin. And I used to have dandruff. And when I came back to London, I stopped using shampoo. And the dandruff cleared up.
My God.
Just by washing with just ordinary water.
I'm going to need some specifics here. Right. You say it's a stand-up wash basin. So how often do you actually then do a whole body wash?
Every day. I wash myself every day.
Oh, so you do a whole body wash with the stand-up wash basin, is it?
Yeah, you just use a flannel.
Okay.
You got your flannel, you can wash your body with it, and you wash it every day, and you get on with your life. It uses around a litre of water a day.
And how about your hair?
Just rinse it with cold water.
Oh, so you've stopped using shampoo entirely?
Yeah.
And what about soap?
The dandruff disappeared. I use soap for my body, but not for my hair.
You don't use gels or anything like that, Donacha, then? Because if you use just water, nothing like that.
Soap and water in the sink and just ordinary water for the hair. And you think about the money people waste on shampoo, and the Yanomami have got beautiful hair and no dandruff.
Do you not fancy hot daily shower, though, with plenty of shampoo, maybe a little bit of conditioner and shower gel just to... you know, to make your body nice and fresh and clean. You don't fancy that.
Well, how can I look at the future generation in the eyes and know that I selfishly did stuff that wasn't necessary? An average family of using a power shower, four families, they'd be using maybe 3.5 tons of carbon a year. We can afford 1 ton of carbon. And look, we're, as the UN General Secretary said, we're in code red. Mm. The time for luxury is over. We need to not waste. Gandhi said, live simply so others can simply live. And I take that seriously. I've made my house into an eco house because I believe when I came back to London, I shouldn't be telling people like you or the listeners to change their life because of the crisis, unless I've done it myself. So my gas bill, my water bill and my electricity bill, I make a profit on it. I make a profit around £100 a year. It costs me nothing because I've put in solar panels and insulated the house, and I live an efficient lifestyle. So it's possible.
I know you first started talking about the way you shower or don't shower, I suppose, the way your personal hygiene regime in 2016. What was the reaction, or were you worried about the reaction from people?
I was terrified.
Oh, were you?
I was absolutely terrified. Oh my God. I'm writing for The Guardian. They'll publish an article about my personal washing habits. God, talk about risking your own personal embarrassment. But the extraordinary thing about it, so obviously I've had phone calls from all over the world, from TV and radio stations, because very few people are willing to have this conversation. Mm. But actually what's fascinating is if you actually look at polling, they did some polling in Britain last year, and a third of Britons are like me, they don't shower every day, and 54% of single people don't wash every day.
Say that again. 54% of singles.
54% of single people don't wash every day.
Yeah,
it's also, slightly,
it is a new
slightly
thing,
higher
though.
Rate of
do you,
people.
Do you shower every day, Sarah?
No,
it's,
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Well, do you know what? I'm willing to come out here. There are days, Donacha, if I swim in the sea, that I don't shower.
Yeah.
There's no need. You're dead well, right. After a swim, well, maybe
why
swim in the
you?
Irish Sea.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd like, there would be the days I would definitely
you should,
shower.
Yeah, yeah.
What was fascinating was after the Irish came out, how many people came up, sidled up to me and said, Donacha, I do the same. I even had a professor of medicine at University College London who I knew through environmental campaign I was doing in London. And he sidled up to me and said, Donacha, I do the same. I use a sink wash. So it's what's unusual about me is I've actually written about
you
it.
You said it, yeah.
But I'm representing millions of people who understand.
The
we don't have
listeners,
this obsession.
Listeners of Ireland, then, come out.
With washing
come
all
out
the time.
With
Absolutely.
Donacha McCarthy. Tell me to 51551 if you do the same. If you don't shower every day, you're doing right by the environment if you do, says Donacha McCarthy, Climate Media Coalition Director. A fascination to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed, Donacha.